There's a great reveal at the end of Moonflower Murders that I'm not even going to begin to hint at. But when you're finding the words and the playfulness of it, do you kind of like punch the air and go, there's another one, or you know, are you that excited about these things?
What excites me in a murder mystery is mainly the clues. I love hiding in plain sight the clues. I think it's the same as a magician who says, when he says pick a card, you're not noticing with his right hand has slipped, you know, taking your watch off. It's that sort of sleight of hand in words, which I most enjoy. But as for the sort of the word games and the acrostics, they take an awful lot of time to get right, because if you're going to do an anagram and to put it on the page, you've got to make absolutely sure nobody's going to spot it. And so that's what takes the time. It's getting that right.
Well, that makes me the perfect reader, because I'm one of those people who'd watch a movie and my 21-year-old daughter will say, how thick are you that you didn't get who it is early on? I get great bang for my book reading books and watching movies about these sort of things.
But for what it's worth, I never guess endings.
Oh,
I mean, I write murder mysteries that are complicated and have sort of, I hope, cheerful and sort of satisfying endings. But when I'm reading murder mystery or watching it on television or film, I seldom guess it. Actually, I think that's part of the pleasure of it too. When people read my books, it's the first question I ask, did you guess it? And part of me says, please don't say you guessed it. Please say you didn't. But if they said, yes, I did, I think it's all good for you. That was your pleasure, and I hope you enjoyed doing that.
Yeah.